Hilariously Melbourne.
Just like Fifi, Feb and Nick do, more and more people are loving the resort-style living of Mandalay. With a championship golf course, beautiful restaurant, gym, swimming pool, kindergarten and so much more. Head to mandalayliving.com.au for resort living every day.
Last Wednesday afternoon, I was in my backyard and I was moving my son's little sandpit, half sandpit. I know you guys have pools. At our house, we prefer the seashell. It's a half pool, half sandpit, you know, because your pools are stuck in the same place all year long. Whereas my half a seashell, we can move it anywhere.
Hey, I don't have a pool in my house.
We've got a half a seashell and I've filled it with all those balls, you know, like the ball, like a ball pit.
You've made a ball pit.
Yeah.
And a pool.
I don't even have a seashell, man, in my house.
Oh, you've got it. Well, we've got a sand pit in half of this thing. I was pushing it along and on the deck, there was a little raised nail. I had no shoes on.
Oh.
And I just pushed down on this nail. It broke skin, but there was no blood, but it broke skin. And like most blokes out there, I've got this massive blister on my foot that looked a bit yuck, and I thought, I'll wait a good 5 days to get this looked at.
Yeah.
It's only a foot.
Yeah.
It only hurts every time I walk and every second I'm standing on it.
Yesterday in the studio, you were in so much pain. All show, you couldn't stop talking about it. I knew something was bad.
I don't think I'm a sook. So if something hurts, it properly hurts. But then yesterday after the show, everyone wanted to look.
I wanted to see it.
Yeah, I did too.
My feet stink.
Yeah, they do a little bit.
I can't look because it's a Band-Aid. Oh, that's really funny.
It's cool. It's a black thing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that's bad. Oh, no, that's
right.
No, it's not.
Show us your toes.
Oh, no, you've got an infection.
Do I?
Look at the red. It's all red and inflamed. You've got something in there.
Is it splinter?
Is there something in there?
Oh, you've got something in there.
I think it's a big splinter.
That's a massive splinter inside.
Yeah.
Oh, you're in all sorts.
Squeeze
oh,
out.
Thank you.
Mate, your skin's red.
Yeah, look at the lumps. Look at the size of it.
But he's a red head. That's the colour of his feet, the same as his head.
Yeah, that is a worry.
I don't know who had worse bedside manner there. Is it Fev going, your foot's red like your head, or Fee just going, that is bad. That's bad news. You should never be a doctor, Fee. Please.
Do you know what I really wanted to do, though? Because I'd love to be a doctor. I wanted to lance it.
Oh,
I'd love to do that.
Why?
Because I love the... I'm a pimple popper.
Yeah. Yuck.
Yeah, pimples are one thing. That's a yuck blister on the bottom of my foot.
I didn't think it looked too bad.
Well, I didn't think it looked too bad. I went... there's a GP just near us here at the studios. Went down there yesterday. Hopped in. You know? I go, here's something a bit non-COVID for you all. Have a look at my foot. And they got me in, had a look, and he immediately said... That's infected.
Yeah. That's why it was red.
So I got it right.
You were spot on.
Yay!
He was actually spot on.
Dr.
It was
Potts.
Pretty obvious. It was bright red, like his head.
And what tell us more.
Well, Fee, he got this doctor, he'd only been at the clinic for a week.
Oh, dear.
So he just started.
No. He's been a doctor for 10 years.
Oh, okay.
But new in that clinic, and he was looking for gauze, but he's looking through all the different drawers. Nothing, you know, stresses you out more than the doctor. Where's the gauze? Where's it? I'm going to pop this. Where's the...
Did he pop it?
He popped it.
Yes!
And yes, Josiah, new Band-Aid. Oh. I know Josiah hates
Anything
Band-Aids.
Anything come out? What come
out?
Yeah,
a bit of stuff came out.
A little bit
squeezed
or
it out.
Did it hurt?
Bit. No, not really, because I'd been doing it. I just didn't think it was infected.
Yeah.
Those
tablets you were taking?
Yeah, antibiotics.
Oh,
Molly antibiotics. I got a tetanus shot, extra tetanus shot, and then yesterday he gave me a note for an x-ray. So go and get your foot x-rayed. It doesn't look like there's anything in there, but occasionally there's
deep
splinters. And I turned up to the x-ray place yesterday and I said, I've got this note, got to get my right foot x-rayed. And they said, it'll be about an hour and a half. I just left. I don't know. I could still be in there. I've been fine 5 days in. Who cares?
Do you know what, though? No, I don't want to concern you.
Oh, jeez. Here we go.
But... when you keep things in you,
you're like the human, like human WebMD, just the worst case scenario.
Yeah, I know.
Have you heard of Ebola? No.
No, wait for it. Josiah's actually got the story because things can be in you. Tell the story about your aunt.
Yes. No, it's my best mate Liam's mum. She trod on a piece of glass, right? So it went in her foot, kind of like what you had yesterday, Nick. 25 years later, she had a scratch in her knee. Went to the doctor to get it out. It was the piece of glass had travelled up through her leg.
Oh, wow.
And they took it out of her knee.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I do have time.
science.
Yeah, 25 you've got ages, years. Man. 25 years before it gets away. To your knee.
No, but yeah. I still think I've got a little splinter. I think I've got a splinter in my heel that I had when I was a kid. It's just a little. It's like a brown mark now, and I'm sort of thinking, is it a freckle or is it a splinter? I can't remember, but I thought it was a bit of wood. I don't know. Look, based on what Josiah said and what Nick may experience in 25 years.
My foot still hurts.
I reckon there's
so many areas I could go in.
We probably won't get any calls, but I am interested. 131060, what has found its way out of you? Like, or what's been stuck in you?
You're not helping.
You're not helping the situation. I'm trying to stay clear of all this yuckiness.
No, but that's fascinating. What Josiah just said, that a piece of glass came out years later in a different part of the body. If that has happened to anyone else, I'm so intrigued.
I know Mark Donaldson, the SAS soldier, the VC recipient, got shot in the back of the leg in Afghanistan. They thought they had everything out, but he'd still go off at airports and everything. There was still a bullet in the back. No.
Wow.
Which one's he?
Ben Robert Smith.
Oh, the same thing.
And then what happened? So he was still going off at the airport?
Yeah, so he had to get a bit of bullet taken out later on.
Oh, so they left a little bit. Had it moved around?
I don't know. I didn't.
Oh, not as
I played
fun,
with a guy.
I wanted to move.
I played with a guy called Glenn Manton, and he had a piercing in a certain place.
Oh.
And every time we went to travel, it'd go off, and then he'd say to the people, mate, I've got a piercing.
Dear.
And they'd be like, no, seriously, you've got to take your belt. He goes, no, seriously, I've got piercing. And he had to take it out.
His pants off every time.
He had to go to take it out to go through.
I thought he was just going to put his stuff in the x-ray and walk along with it.
Tony in Manda. Hi, Tony.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Great, mate.
Tony. Have you had something stuck in you?
Yeah. Rolled my car in the NT a few years back and got smashed up and ended up with a bit of piece of glass in my arm. About 8 months later, I was at work and I set my arm under the skin. Something started moving as I just knocked it. I realised there was something there, so I just started pinching the skin and about a piece of 10 mil by 10 mil glass came out.
Oh! Was it, Tony, in the same part of your arm where it had gone in or it had moved around in your arm?
Pete, I couldn't tell you where it went in. I'm not sure. It was pretty hectic when I rolled the car, so I don't know what had happened. I just rolled the car six times. I had a scratch on my back, so that was all that happened. And probably the glass popping out of my arm was the most painful thing, but that's it.
Wow. Over those 8 months, did you feel anything at all?
Nah, nothing. Nothing. That's just bizarre. One day at work, I just happened to rub it up against something and I noticed something moved and it just shouldn't have been like that. So I just started pinching it and it started squeezing and popping out.
Wow, Tony.
Imagine if it, like every 1,000 pimples you pop, you just get a prize like that.
Wow, what's this, a yowie?
Kinder surprise arm.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Tony. Cameron in Aspendale. Hi, Cameron.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Great, Cameron. Have you had something stuck in you or moving you?
Yeah, I love my fishing, and I had a fish spike go into the base of my second finger, and about, I don't know, 6-7 months later, it came out the top of my thumb.
Oh! It's moved from your finger. Hang on, your pointy finger?
Next one along.
So it's made its way from your middle finger to your thumb. Official. Cam, at any stage, did you feel it? Was your finger sore?
Oh, look, it hurts like hell when they break off. And I'd been to the doctor and they couldn't see it because they're clear. Just healed over and it just came a little scratchy lump on the top of my thumb and, it popped out there.
Why would I go and get an x-ray, some sort of nerd, right, when I can just wait and go, hey, something popping out of my shin.
Wait this time next year.
Yeah.
That is a great story, Cam.
Mate.
So far, all blokes. Something horrible's happened. I've waited 6 months.
Dylan in Taylor's Hill. Hi, Dylan.
How's it going, guys?
Great, Dylan. Is this your dad had something stuck in him?
Yeah, my dad. He had a pimple on his thigh for months. And one night it got really big and he just started playing with it. All of a sudden, he almost cut his finger open, like a little scratch. He thought, what the heck is going on here? Kept playing with it. And it was a big shard of glass that came out of his thigh.
No way!
It was off a stubby.
Did he have any memory of the glass going into his leg?
Nothing. No scar, nothing. Just 1 month, it had like a pimple type thing. And it was there for months, almost a year.
Wow. And a bit of glass
from a stubby. Yeah, from a stubby.
Just almost a year. A bloke clearly out of pimple age. He's not a teenager anymore. He's sitting there going, that's weird. Bev's so childish.
Oh, it's just so much. Just play
these
with it.
Great stories. Thank you, Dylan.
It's Fifi Feven.
1019 The Fox.
We've got some exciting news. We've got a new member in our family. You may know her from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, from The Bachelor, from her own podcast, It's a Lot. We're now at 7 p.m. every weeknight. You can hear Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield. Abby, welcome to the family.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much. Hey, you sent me some flowers that are so beautiful. They were on my desk yesterday when I got in. And I would say thank you so much for them. They're so beautiful. They're next to the bed right now, so I appreciate it.
We are pretty great.
Yeah, we're pretty awesome.
Yeah, you're pretty good. I know. I'm sure you foraged for them yourself.
Oh, I know. Well, yeah, you know, we knew it was a big day yesterday, Abby, and the show went so well last night. We were all listening. Were you nervous? Are you happy? How do you feel this morning?
I was shaking after the first break, but then after that, it was really fun. It was so good. So looking forward to tonight.
Oh, it'll be great tonight. And Rowan, you're with a mate of ours, Rowan, yeah, who's brilliant. The two of you are so good together. And
he was amazing.
Did he get your name right? Because when he was on our show, he got my name wrong. And it's only three words. It's Fev. I don't know how he got it wrong.
No, I've been right every time thus far, but I will remind him of that tonight when I see him.
Oh, and you know what, Abby? I've always wanted to say this to you, because when you were on The Bachelor in 2019, I loved you from the remember that? I remember when you went on a date with Matt and everybody came back and had a go at you the next day, and they were all having a go because you'd had this great date and you were telling them how good mm-hmm. it was. And I remember I even got on the radio and defended you, going, are you kidding me? She can't win. Oh. That is so – and I was really passionately defending you back then. And to see you get this success now is so rewarding.
Oh, my God, thank you. That is so lovely. You're one of very few, I think, that were defending me at the time, so I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's a crazy full circle moment, going from being a villain on a reality show to now, you know, having such a fun, amazing job. I feel so lucky.
Abby, I'll tell you what, you are making me look bad in my house. I saw on your TikTok the other day, your boyfriend was fixing something up around the place, shirtless with a drill and a straw hat, looking good. I try and fix up, it looks nothing like that when I try and fix it. Can you tell him at least put a shirt on? It's making us all feel bad.
Yeah, I will. I'll let him know. Don't you worry.
Now, Abs, you do have a great job, and you're a past winner of Celebrity Get Me Out of Here, and obviously I was the king of the jungle, and you're the queen of the jungle, and then the hit network just signed up the big talent, and I get it. Now, what's going to be on your show? What are you going to talk about? Because Hot Night sounds pretty raunchy.
Yeah, it's a little salacious. We had some near misses even on night one, but it's a lot of fun, very loose, very chaotic. We want to have a lot of listener interaction, because my followers on Instagram really just let loose on my podcast and on my Instagram itself. So that proved to be pretty good last night. And obviously, you know, bit of older music, bit more recent music. It's just a fun kind of party vibe. And Rowan and I just laugh until we're in tears. So it's so much fun.
Well, I'm looking forward. I'll probably listen to it on the podcast, because we're in bed by 7 o'clock, because we do get up at 3:30 in the morning.
We're like bookends, Abby. Yeah, we'll start the day, you end the day.
So we'll tell people to stay on and listen to you. Make sure you tell people to stay on and listen to us.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do. I promise.
Well, I mean, Abby, you are national, so it's going to be a bit hard telling Townsville to listen to Fifi Feven Nick in the morning.
Listener app, bro.
But no, Abby, we just wanted to welcome you to the family. This is a really exciting new show. No topic too taboo for Abby. Hot Nights from last night, but catch it tonight, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. on The Fox. Welcome aboard.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
1019 The Fox.
Now, I did say today is a big day, and it is a big day, not for everybody, mainly astrologers. Today,
did you say astronomers?
Astrologers.
Are they taking off from somewhere? Go to space?
No.
Oh, the non-science
one. I just thought everybody might need to know this. A lot of people may not believe in astrology and what that all represents, but apparently today at 10:48 a.m., there is a major astrological event. It's called the Wolf Moon.
By that, they mean the sun?
No.
It's 10:48 in the morning. Who gets a new moon at 10:45 a.m?
Mate, the moon's always out, bro.
Well, buckle up, because this is going to bring a truckload of drama, guys. Anything could go awry. If anything's going wrong in your life at 10:48, it is the Wolf Moon.
By the way, I do love a late in the day moon. You know, you occasionally just see a 1 p.m. moon. My son and I yell at it to go home. Is that a big one?
Best moons in the pool, the white whale.
How do you see a moon during the day?
I don't know.
Anyway, no, just for anybody who is into this stuff.
So you're trying to tell me at 10:48 today, I can do anything I want and just blame it on the wolf moon.
Hold on.
Well, no.
Yes. Oh,
no. Hang on.
You said it.
You've taken this out of context. What I mean is,
I don't think Fee said anything like that at all.
She did.
It's more about if you're feeling a little off. It's apparently miscommunication could happen. So you could be talking to Alex, me, Nick, and suddenly we're fighting. And it's not because it's just wires will get crossed. The wolf moon interrupts all the things that are sort of even.
Or you
even
could be
Stevens.
Talking to someone else and think it's someone else and then just go, blame it on the wolf moon.
I think you're thinking of Teen Wolf, like Michael J. Fox.
I was thinking of pineapples.
Oh, I see. No, that's back from earlier in the show. Apparently people are putting their pineapples on their front porch if they're interested in what?
Just having chats with lots of people. Okay. Swingers parties.
There we go. Yeah. So this is a thing. We have an astrologer or somebody in our team who's into astrology, Renee. Yeah. Renee.
You know the wolf moon? Hang on, you know the wolf moon?
Yeah.
That's a great poking machine.
I don't know what.
Yeah, mate, the wolf moon. You get the three wolves and they're in a moon and you get three spins. Yeah. It's called the wolf moon. Yeah. Maybe we should play that at 10:48 today and we win jackpot.
No, because it's negative.
When's it the more chilly moon?
Oh.
Seriously.
What's the more chilly moon?
More chilly! Don't all the chilies come up and you get three spins.
I've never played a pokey little
How does it go?
Scene
Ready?
One.
More chili!
And then what happens?
That's my.
Do the cherries come up? There's cherries.
Don't you take that. That's Nick's picks. That's Nick. When I'm up.
It's free spins and you win. You've got to get all the chilies in a row, and then if you get like 30, big chilies
gamble responsibly.
I
don't get pokies.
You put money in a machine and you press a button and it spins.
But isn't it better to like a crossword or Sudoku? You're actually, it's a skill test. You're doing something.
What
Just
do you
pulling
win?
Something doesn't make. Doesn't.
Doesn't it?
I don't think it's
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Hey, this is a bit of a problem, guys. Mm. We could be running out of chips. Oh. Now, I'm not.
I know Fev and I have had a big summer. But we
is
couldn't
that
have
because
done
of the potatoes?
The potato
no one's picking the potatoes.
Shortage. Now, think about this. I'm not just talking crisps. I'm talking hot chips.
Yeah.
I'm talking you could go to the fish and chip shop and they'll just be giving you fish with maybe some onion rings.
Mm.
Like a couple of dimmies. No chips. Isn't this?
That's a disaster.
There we go.
It's like Ireland again.
McDonald's, everyone.
The potato famine.
Yeah.
But wasn't the potato famine? Was the potato famine they only had potatoes? Or was it that they had no potatoes?
I think it would suggest no potatoes. A potato famine.
I think they were having it. They had no other food, so they could only eat potatoes.
I've been doing that. I'm 34. I don't think that's a travesty.
I nearly have hot chips probably twice once every 2 days, maybe.
Well, how are fast food establishments? I mean, what does McDonald's do? No, with no fries.
KFC ran out of chicken.
Yeah. And they've got no chips.
Did that? What? They've run out of chicken this week.
Yeah, and last week they got no chicken.
So what happens when you go to go to KFC?
You just get chips.
chips.
You're getting a Pepsi gravy.
No, you go to Red Rooster and get some peas and gravy.
Well, no one eats that, so you can eat. They'll be there.
I wonder how long this is going to go on for. The
is it because no one's picking it?
The farmers have warned about this potential shortage. And then we all hear the warnings and go, we're fine. I can see the McCain's chips in the supermarket. Yeah. It's all good. But
the rains
actually
are coming.
Guys, the rains are coming. The potatoes are going.
I feel that I did a bit of work on this yesterday. The truck drivers have all got COVID, so they can't get the fresh fruit and veggies into all the shops. So they're going to bring in the army maybe because they've got lots of.
And the army are going to start delivering
the food. Yeah.
This is what's happened, and I must.
I'm going to go to
Sergeant
Kapooka.
Schultz is going to bring home your hot chips.
I've got to go to Duntroon and get my chicken and chips.
Grenades.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
After the show yesterday, I had to go and do something for the first time in my 34 years on this planet, and that was get fitted for a wetsuit.
Oh,
what
do you mean fitted?
Are you surfing?
No, I'm not surfing. I'm doing something a bit weird next week. I'm filming something.
Yeah.
I need to be in a wetsuit.
In a scuba tank?
Well, Scuba Steve!
I don't know all the info yet.
Okay.
I just know I'm in a wetsuit.
Is it for sports bet?
No, it's not. Oh. It's not. It's something else. I'm filming a thing. I've got to be in a wetsuit, so I've got to get a wetsuit.
Big dog. And what are you filming? Just say it.
I went out. I can't say it.
It's your radio show.
Yeah, I know.
It's a great platform.
It's an ad, but I can't say what it's for. But I need a wetsuit. So I went out yesterday to a place in Cheltenham. They were great. The people there, very, very helpful. But I felt like, I don't know if you know this, have you ever worn a wetsuit, Fev?
Yeah.
How'd you go?
Yeah, no worries. Looked great. I was ripped.
Oh, was this back in the...
Yeah, I wouldn't put one on now.
Yeah.
I think because I was a whale.
I don't know if you know this. Wetsuit sizes aren't clothes sizes.
No, yeah.
It's like when you buy a T-shirt in Thailand or Vietnam and they're like, what size are you? And you say large. And then everyone laughs. He goes, you're kidding yourself. We had to keep going. XL, nah. 2XL, nah.
Wow.
Then they broke it. They were pushing dust off it, cobwebs, a 3XL. And it still didn't quite fit. I had to try on 8 wetsuits. It's the hottest thing I've ever worn. Has everyone worn a wetsuit?
Yeah, but you're wearing it in the water.
Just get in the ocean.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's when the wetsuits are made for it's cold.
When you're in the water all day surfing,
it warms your body up.
Your body's warm.
Temperature. It's soft. That's drugs in sport. If you're using that when you surf, you're cheating. It is the hottest I've ever been. It felt
but you're
like a sauna.
Water. You're probably in a room.
I know, I was in Cheltenham.
Yeah, Cheltenham. 101.9
The Fox.
Now, guys, something that came across my desk over the break when I was sitting down playing COD. That's my desk.
Did you do a lot of that?
Yeah, like, mate, that's all I did. I told you yesterday I didn't do anything.
But are you better at it?
Oh, I'm elite.
Really?
Oh, God, I've got good.
Hold on. Mars that he plays with, social media guru. Mars is Fev Elite. Wow, thumbs up and a clap.
I've got real good. What? Like, I'm playing with my streamers now that I used to play with beforehand. They used to play with me because it was me, and they used to feel sorry for me. Now I'm getting
What do you mean streamers?
Like, people that are proper. Like, they stream and they get money and they get paid.
And
like,
you play with them?
Yeah, I play, and I'm...
Why don't you do that? God, get money and get paid.
I got to talk to people. I do that all day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you got to—it's too hard. I can't do that. You got to concentrate on talking to people and play. So when you play with, like, I'll be playing
ADD.
With you.
That's what you got. No, but that's what it's made for.
No, but I'll be playing with you, and I'll be like, "Hey, shout out to Fifi Bang!" But you'll be able to hear all the other people that are playing. It's just annoying. Anyway, it's not the point of the story. Now the point of the story is: remember how we did that rave about the OMO when the mail was out, and someone would put an OMO out the front, and the woman would go, "The old man's out. That means I'm open for business. Someone will come in." Remember that?
I remember you saying that. Was that an old-fashioned thing?
It was on the Navy, the Navy base back in the old days.
Yeah, back
in
the
armies.
Old days.
And the bananas in the front of the trolley means you're up for it, you're ready to go. You know, you walk around and you go, I'm single.
And is that's a fact?
That's a fact.
Okay.
Now, another fact that I come across that I had no idea about. Now, pineapples.
I get a lot of pineapples.
Well, Boxy. Now, a couple were on holidays and she brought a matching pair of pineapple swimsuits for her and her husband, thinking they were cute. But if a couple wears pineapples outfits, it means they're swingers.
Oh,
you're cute.
And they're open for a relationship with another couple. So if you go past a house and there's a pineapple out on the street, on a mailbox or on the porch, it means that there's a swingers party going on. And if you have a fruit bowl that's a pineapple, means that if you go over to someone's house and they've got
everyone's got pineapples.
No, yeah.
Just a pineapple in the fruit bowl.
No, pineapple fruit bowl. It's a pattern. It's a pineapple fruit bowl. Means you're open for business.
But that's just
so everyone come up to this couple and we're like, yeah, well, we're up for it. And they're like, what the hell's going on? And went nuts on TikTok going, these guys are swingers and they're not swingers. Yeah, pineapples.
Is that a thing? Do you know what I don't get about all of those?
I don't know. I put a pineapple out. No one's knocked on my door. I'm even joking.
But that's the point, because it doesn't just mean you're... That's like anybody could come in. You don't want anyone to come into your house. You want to be selective, surely. So if you put a pineapple out the front, your door just knocks and some rando comes
you
in?
You can look through the peephole and say, hey, and if they're no good, you go, no one's home.
Gee.
But if they're hot as, come in, baby.
Really?
I don't know.
These rules.
If anyone's heard of this, I don't believe
it's
it.
It's a thing. It's actually a thing.
So it blew up on TikTok.
It blew up everywhere. That pineapples. So these couples are sitting on the beach and they were approached by couples going,
what I think it is? I think it's just matching swimsuits. On a couple. Well, that's they're like, they're into some weird stuff.
That's what they thought.
What do you mean?
They just thought it was just cute. But no, it actually means that they're ready to go for it.
I just think all the fashion retailers would have to be aware of this because they can't put pineapples on things because people could accidentally end up at a swingers party.
But if you wear a pineapple by itself,
yes,
they're not going to think that. It's when you couple
think
up.
She's a bit fruity.
When you couple up, so if Nick and I went down the beach and we're holding hands with a couple of pineapples on us.
But I think it would be the holding hands, not the pineapples.
Yeah, but people go there, swingers, they're up for it.
Now, I reckon if we walk down the beach holding hands and holding pineapples, no one's approaching us.
No, it's on our, it's on our print. We're pineapple.
You just stroked Nick really tenderly across his breast.
His boots looking good. You've been lifting, bro. Doms.
Hilariously Melbourne. Fifi, Fev and Nick love resort living. And just 40 minutes from Melbourne, Mandalay is resort living every day. With a championship golf course, clubhouse, gym, swimming pool, primary school and more all delivered. To find out more, visit mandalayliving.com.au. 101.